The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
How's it going, everybody? Last time, some choices were made, and some people got dragged along without knowing they were gonna. So tonight, we're gonna see what happened to Morik and Elenil. Morik.
Can I just say real quick that when I come home from gaming, usually the wife and the kid are asleep, and they were this past time, and So I go to bed, I wake up in the morning, we're having coffee, and Natalie's like, hey, how was gaming last night? And I'm like, oh, you know how like every 6 to 8 weeks I come home and proclaim that I've completely fucked up the game for everybody by doing something completely irrational or stupid? And she said, yeah. I was like, that happened. And she's like, say no more. And we just went about our day. Didn't even have to explain the story to her. So, although I did, because I thought it was kind of badass. So, Morik.
Yeah.
Hey there, DM, how you doing?
So, bright flash.
Ooh.
You get like a split second where your vision's coming back. You're used to darkness.
A little spotty, probably.
A little spotty. Okay. You're in a completely different cavern.
Ooh.
You have just that split second to kind of take in the area around you, dimly lit, fungus everywhere, and then you're falling. As you're falling, you can see water below you.
How far am I falling, just judging here?
Yeah, 40 feet.
Okay. Oh, fuck.
Just go limp, ragdoll it? Or
no, I'm probably going to probably do the pencil, you know, the jackknife pose.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not locking my knees in case I hit the bottom.
Well, here's the thing. I want you to think of this more as me helping you than dealing you damage. But
oh, in that case, I'm flailing. Like, oh. What the fuck? Oh, God!
You try to fall into the water as gracefully as you can, but you hit the top of the water like it's solid ground.
Yeah.
I'm not so much dealing you damage as saving you a couple hundred gold.
Okay.
You're in the middle of this lake. It's probably a good 100 feet across. Okay. You're about 40 feet in, and you are laying on top of the water.
Oh, I think I read about a guy that does this. Neat.
He got denied three times, too.
Oh, Jeffrey. Don't make me break character.
Oh, my butt hurts. Ow.
Your mind goes back to that ring you put on.
Time out.
You found a ring on a skeleton covered in mold.
Oh, right.
And you weren't sure what it did.
I put it on to hope I could attune.
I looked it up. It does not require attunement.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it just works. And now you're walking on water.
That's fucking cool. That is so cool. What's it called?
A ring of water walking.
I really feel like the naming department needs to step up their game. But okay.
But yeah.
Cool. That stung.
Fuck. Yeah, that would have been like 3d6 of damage. I don't know what you were at after that fight. But, you see movement along the shore.
What's that? Hello?
You see a small gang of Quaggoths and these big bird things that you haven't... I don't think you guys have dealt with yet, but they're...
There was a flying demon back at the prison?
No, this isn't a demon.
Okay.
Just
a weird bird.
I mean, you're a dwarf. You have experience with a little bit of the Underdark. You know what a hook horror is. Hook horror.
Horror. Okay.
Yes. Big, large-sized bird. Their arms end in hooks.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have yelled then.
Yeah.
I'm just going to retcon that.
They're very slow-moving. They're shambling almost.
Oh, my.
And back behind them, you can see a bunch of mushrooms.
Okay, so the mushroom people, are they... And you mean they're, like...
Myconids.
Yeah, Myconids, okay. they're marching in a formation behind the Quaggoths, who are in a formation, or
the Quaggoths and Hook Horrors are moving up towards the shore.
Okay. Do they see me?
Yeah, it looks like they saw this bright flash and are trying to figure out what it is.
Okay, so they might not see me because they probably had the same spotty vision then, because they're all natural underdark dwellers.
Sure.
They might actually not recover as fast as me. Is there any outcropping of rock jutting out of the water? A cliff, you will?
At this point, no. It's just a lake. You're coming up onto the shore.
Okay, well, I'm scooting. I'm not up and running. Kind of army crawling a little bit, being as quiet as I can.
This is new.
Be quiet. Yeah. Do they see me? You're not making me roll, so I don't know.
Yeah, we haven't got dice. So.
I got dice.
If you're moving towards the shore, then eventually, yes, they will see you.
Well, then I'll just stand up. Fortune favors the bold.
Okay. What are you doing?
Is that a Quaggoth talking? Or is that you?
That's me talking.
Oh, because I was getting my dice.
No, these Quaggoths and Hook Horrors are making absolutely no sound.
Which way you be traveling?
One of the larger Myconids will walk up towards the shore, staying surrounded by these other monstrosities and everything like that. But he's not making any noise either, but he is waving you forward.
Let me know by a nod. Are you going to give me the poof? And Jeff is nodding.
Yes.
I will, since I have experience with Myconid poofing me, I will go to what I would assume to be the outer range of his poof abilities. Like just on the very edge inside to get the poof.
Yeah, I believe it's 10 feet.
Okay, then I'm at 9.5 feet from him.
Yeah, you have a small horde of Underdark monsters that look like they have fungus growing out of them, random spots of mold, random mushrooms growing out of odd places.
Oh my.
That are trying to like keep a barrier between you and it, between you and the Myconid.
Okay.
But yeah, he comes out and he poofs. And he's... This is a very different experience from the other Myconids than you've had, because this is... You don't just feel a connection to his mind. You feel the connection that they all have here. They all work together as one hive mind. They all share experience. They all share knowledge. You're hearing like a multitude of voices speaking to you.
Is this different than when we spoke to the ones before going into the...
Yes.
The magic mushroom land.
Ones that Sereth wanted to go with.
Yes,
yes.
This is different.
Those guys were oddly happy.
Yeah,
they were. Some of them were dancing. Some of them were just euphoric. These
Quaggoths are the reanimated, since they're all fungusy.
Yeah,
I'm to assume like they're spore servants. Okay,
spore servants.
Okay, spore servants. Thank you.
Yes. You'll be greeted.
Hey there, friend.
They are trying to ascertain whether you're friend or foe. What are you doing here? Where are you from? But the whole thing will be very, very subdued, very, very welcoming. They're not hostile at all.
Well, I was having a little adventure. We were outside of Grapplestug, and there was a bright flash of light. After a battle with some unsavory elements, and here I am. When I came to, I was falling into that lake, which completely sucked.
They will relay that you are not far from Grapplestug now.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
We have our autonomy here, but we are semi-servants to the Durgar.
Oh.
They patrol this area and keep it clear of as many monsters as they can, and we produce food for them.
Oh, you make? How do you make food? That's interesting.
The mushrooms.
Oh,
you can see this whole cavern is growing every kind of mushroom you can think of.
Well, you're just like fungus shepherds. This is neat.
Oh, I forgot. You're still large size too.
Yes, I'm. Yes, sorry. It wears off in an hour. You said.
Yep.
But I had just started it.
Uh-huh.
Woot.
Yes, that's fascinating. And good for you. You know, having a trade that one can really ply on is, you know, it's just so important in the modern world. So good for you guys. And you're just so nice. Doggone it. Yeah, it says back.
Okay, just making sure.
I'm talking to the wrong end.
Well, I'm looking at my waveform, and it's not that big. And with this mic, I should be louder. So I wanted to make sure that Lucas actually set this up right.
Okay. Best laid plans of mice and emos.
I'm sorry. Okay. So what's your name, sir? I imagine from the communal thinking, I know his designee.
No, I should have thought of that.
Oh, Mulcher. That's a lovely name.
Yeah, we'll go with Mulcher. Sure, that works. They'll offer you a place to rest if you need. Anything like that.
Oh, bless you.
You're more than welcome to stay here.
Well, is there anything I can do to help you with the fungus shepherding?
No, they're pretty good with fungus.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they know how to work fungus.
If I need to go to the bathroom, is there a particular place I should do that?
There's a feeding trough over there.
Okay, I've been traveling with a Myconid, and he's just a wonderful companion. And, you know.
Oh, stool.
He eats well.
You look like a hearty fellow. Yeah, you can rest if you want.
Yeah. Oh, bless you.
One thing I want to remind you, you are, in theory, not far from Gracklestuck.
Right.
Your friends were left in the middle of a dungeon.
Yeah.
I don't know how much time you want to spend resting.
Like, these guys, this is their area.
This is their area.
They chill here.
Yes.
I'm guarded. I am beat to fucking shit. And with a handful of hit points left, I fell out of the goddamn sky and hit concrete water. Mm-hmm. I'm going to fucking sleep.
Okay.
I'm going to sleep. When you're lost in the woods, the best thing to do is hold still.
I don't remember what you had in the way of spells or anything left.
I had one, like, level one cure wounds type. Burnt everything.
You know, there was something that I forgot throughout the entire thing with the Fair's Rest. And I'm going to have to start using it next week, or next time we play. But, yeah.
What's that? Come on, give me an insider.
The
aura?
Yeah, the whole area is suffused with Fair's Rest radiation and everything like that. Spells that take up a spell slot, not like a cantrip or anything like that, you're supposed to roll on the wild magic.
Neat.
Yeah, so I have to remember.
You know, my sorcerer died so early in the last campaign. I got to do it a handful of times, but oh, that's exciting.
Yeah. And I'm going to make Troy's side points do the same thing.
Oh, yes.
Probably. Yeah.
Cool. So yeah, I'm going to rest. I thank them for their hospitality, and I you know what? I'm just going to lay over. I'm going to take a kip right over there. I feel like your food right now. I'm going to take me a good long rest.
Okay. You will rest up. What are you going to do now?
Well, I'm going to go find my little... I'm going to find Mulcher.
Mm-hmm.
Ask for a poof.
Oh, yeah. He'll
poof me.
Somebody will poof you. Yes. Well,
hey, friend. Before, you know, can you point me in the direction of Gracklestuck?
You see the main entrance to their cavern.
Okay.
And he will direct you one way.
Okay.
We don't leave here much, so I don't know specifics, but that's where the Durgar come from.
Excellent. Well, I'm sure you don't go to Gracklestug much, but do you know of a dungeon beneath Gracklestug? A large causeway of tunnels?
No, I've never actually... Well, I probably would have been to Gracklestug once.
Okay. But
I didn't leave the slave pens much.
Oh my gosh. Is there anything I can do to help you in your current situation? Are you doing all right?
We're content here.
Okay. Well,
it would be nice to go back home, but for right now, we've made a home here.
Well, you've made a friend here, so if you change your mind, you ask for Morik.
Ask who?
I don't know. It's just a turn of phrase. You ask anybody? We're staying at the inn in town called the but don't have my notes.
The bullet slayer.
The bullet slayer. So, you know.
Yeah, and he would get way more than just your words. He would get flashes of what you've seen
right. And
everything like that. So, yeah, cool. He's probably gleaned way more information from you than you've actually said. But
yeah. That's fine. That's an even trade for a safe night's sleep, I think, in the fucking Underdark Wilds. Well, then I bid them adieu, and I start heading towards the cavern. I've still got my badge of Thembershad on.
Okay.
So,
do you still have the holy symbol that Gartakar gave?
No, because I handed it back to him, said I didn't.
No, he explained to you that would be his personal badge.
Oh, okay. Yes, I still have it then. Okay. I remember I'd wrapped it in a cloth because I paranoidly thought it would hurt a good cleric to touch it with my flesh.
And so. I kept making you roll intelligence checks to make sure that you grabbed the right one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yes, I have it.
Okay. Just curious. All right. You start making your way, and
the world today takes everything you've got.
Sorry. I've been sitting and watching that on Hulu.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I went back. I'm watching Robot Chicken.
Logan's been watching that.
They used the R word way too much in 2000. But, go ahead.
You will travel for several hours. The cavern you're in doesn't veer much. You don't come to many splits or anything like that.
And it looks pretty functional. Like, it's not aesthetically pleasing, but it's smooth. It's clearly a well-traveled path.
Out towards where the Myconids were, it's fairly rough. But the more you travel, the more you see it smoothing out.
Okay.
Everything like that. It's not to the point that it's a road yet, but you can tell that it's traveled. It's... Mm-hmm. It's everything like that. Eventually, you hear a clatter behind you. I would make you roll, but you don't have your character sheet.
I know most of my things.
Go ahead and roll me a perception.
Yeah, it's a +5. I know that.
Okay.
It's an 8. Fuck.
Okay. You hear the noise, but you can't make much of it out.
Hmm. Is there an outcropping, anything I can duck behind?
Yeah, you could probably find something.
Duck behind and peer out, see what I see.
Eventually, the noise will catch up with you, and you see two medium-sized humanoid creatures. They're fucking disgusting looking. They have this giant mouth, big teeth, big rounded teeth. It looks like something that was human at one point, or probably not human, probably dwarven.
Are they lumbering? Are they moving with purpose? Are they
a little bit of both?
Okay.
They are slow. They're slower, but you don't get the same impression that you got from the spore servants, where they're under control. That they are moving of their own volition, but they are much slower. It looks like they've gotten bigger than they originally were. But
okay.
What's your religion?
It's like a +3.
Go ahead and roll me one.
Be a 14.
Those are definitely demons.
Oh, well then. Do I think I could take them? When I look at them, do they look like rough and tough demons, or do they look like bitches?
They
always remember, when you go to your doctor, somebody had to come in last place at medical school. Are these bad doctors?
I mean, these aren't Hezrus or Glabrezus or anything like that.
You made that up. Those aren't words. Go ahead.
No, they're in the monster manual.
Liar. I would know. I'm not allowed to touch it till the campaign's over.
But they are definitely demons, and demons are traditionally a lot tougher than things from here. At the speed that they're moving, you're pretty sure that you could keep ahead of them if you just took off.
So now, pause in gameplay.
Yep.
When do you want me to start?
Next session.
Oh.
Yeah.
Next tonight, session, not tonight at all.
No, I mean,
redoing the libido.
That is however you want to do it. I don't care if one night you play as Morik and one night you play as Morik with a goatee or.
Okay.
Whatever.
Well, I was just wondering, like, if I grabbed naughty focus with that, is that my trigger? You know, where I see demons. Hey, friend.
Your religion check, you would know that even an evil cleric wouldn't have any powers.
Okay.
There are spells to control these things. There are ways to control these things, and you don't have those.
Yeah. Well, then I'll double time it.
Okay. You will double time it for quite a while.
I mean, I'll double time it till I don't hear the clatter anymore.
Once you start moving, they see you.
Yeah.
They lumber after you, and okay. they will keep up the chase unless you can figure out a way to shake them. Otherwise, they will follow at a distance and try and catch you.
No, that's fine.
But you can stay ahead of them.
Is there any incline? Am I on a straight path?
A little bit of both. It'll rise up. It'll lower down. You'll go for an hour or so.
Okay.
And the path kind of goes around a loop. It's not something where you're going around a roundabout or something. It's a very, you're stone cutting. You'd be able to tell that you're almost backtracking at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Because the path loops into a different direction. And eventually you will come upon Elenel.
Okay.
Elenel is sitting at what looks like the remains of a campfire.
Okay.
Staring into a bowl.
A metal bowl, wood bowl. Water on it or something. Mm-hmm. Do you want me to
interact with it? What would you do when you first saw her?
I'd probably exclaim. Like, oi! Oh my god, Elenel, hey! Hey, oh my god, it's so good to see you. We gotta get moving. There's these two creepy bastards behind me.
So you just came upon Elenel in the cavern, sitting staring into a bowl of water and remnants of a campfire, and you walk up and say how good it is to see her, and there's something coming behind you.
Yeah, there's these two demon-y fuckos. I'm not sure what species they are, but they ain't from around here or up where we're from.
Should we flee or fight?
Well, I didn't feel comfortable taking them on by myself, but, you know, they're pretty slow. I've been easily outrunning them, and I'm, you know, I got these short legs. I think they used to be dwarves, but they're just god-awful looking.
Eventually, you will catch sight of them down the tunnel. With your arcana training or whatever, you get a much higher, I'm sure you'd get a much higher roll than Matt did.
Yeah.
You know the name Rudderkin.
Okay.
They're demons that infect other things.
Okay.
Are they like zombies?
They look something like this.
Ew, nasty. Does it have a hand arm? Or a mouth arm?
Yes.
Gross. Oh, see, that's that fucking thing. Those guys.
I suppose we should.
You want to put them out of their misery? Because they just look fucking awful.
How many are there?
Two of them.
Oh.
Two of them, two of us, huh?
You, by watching them, you know that you could keep ahead of them. They're fairly slow moving.
I mean, I'm fairly beat up. I think we should go.
Okay, well, I'm fine with that, too. What were you doing with the bowl, I say, as we start walking?
It was just some water.
Were you scrying?
I saw something, but it seemed more like a dream than anything real.
That's weird. I've had that happen a couple times, though, on this trip. I'll tell you that much. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Moradin. Or Moradin's kid.
So you guys keep going. Troy, as you start to move out, you hear in your head three lefts and a right.
Okay.
And you move down the tunnel, you follow their directions, and you come to a dead end.
Hey, I thought you knew where we were going.
I thought I did too.
You see a panel in the stone slide open, and a dwarf like sticks his head out. And says, I wouldn't move if I were you.
Well, okie dokie, but please note the Thembershod emblems.
Make me a persuasion check at advantage.
Persuasion, plus 5. So 17?
That'll work. They see the emblems, they see the holy symbol that you show them, and they back off a little, and they will... Eventually, they'll realize that there's something following you, and you see probably 15 crossbow quarrels go flying down the tunnel and just blow the shit out of these things. But
oh, thank you. They were a little irksome. We're a little travel weary. We're hoping to find backup, so bless your hearts.
And you will be led in the east gate of Gracklestuck.
And do we get our bearings pretty easily?
Yeah. When you guys left Thembershod's lair and you walked around the outside of the city, this is the gate that Cody said, oh, we can get out this gate easy, and you could see all the invisible guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we see, he said 15 crossbow quarrels. Do we see 15 people or not?
Some of them came out of the, like, the slots that he was sticking out of.
Yeah.
Some of them did pop visible once they fired.
Okay. All right, thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. Oh, ladies.
What do you guys want to do?
Well, so you're saying we're at the East Gate. Can we, like...
Chrysler and Jeep?
Just, I guess, survey whether or not this is an actual viable, like, exit? So is this... This is not the. This is not where we came from. This is where we came through, like, a secret passage.
No, we came from the docks originally.
Well, no. I'm talking now.
Like, oh, okay.
Running through this.
No, once it opens, you can see where it is camouflaged into the stone, yeah. So that you don't see a massive gate. But this is a massive gate that you could pull caravans through.
Okay.
This is some great craftsmanship, guys. This is, my goodness. You are an industrious people. Trying to be.
You have the holy symbol. You have the badges.
Yeah.
They're not going to shout obscenities at you or anything like that.
Well, I'm still a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Troy,
you don't even know how much time has passed.
I don't.
Because the thing that you had, you woke up and it looked like that fire had been burning for hours and has been out and cold. So
you got lost time, man. Maybe you're having like fucking episodes.
Well, should we try to go back to the inn and see if Kira and Emo McEmerson came back? What's his name? Nexus? That's
funny. And go back to the inn? You want to go back to the tunnels? You want to go back to the dragon? What do you want
to
do?
You know, maybe on our way to check on our friends, we ought to head to the inn and, you know, make sure the rest of them are all right. We haven't seen them in a couple of days. They might have declared us dead for crying out loud.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
So back to the end.
Yeah.
Okay. And remnants of a campfire, and you walk up and say how good it is to see her, and there's something coming behind you.
Yeah, there's these two demon-y f***os. I'm not sure what species they are, but they ain't from around here, or up where we're from.
Should we flee or fight?
Well, I didn't feel comfortable taking them on by myself, but, you know, they're pretty slow. I've been easily outrunning them, and I'm, you know, I got these short legs. I think they used to be dwarves, but they're just god-awful looking.
Eventually, you will catch sight of them down the tunnel. With your arcana training or whatever, you get a much higher... I'm sure you'd get a much higher roll than Matt did.
Yeah.
You know the name Rudderkin.
Okay.
They're demons that infect other things.
Okay.
Are they like zombies?
They look something like this.
Ew, nasty. Does it have a hand arm? Or a mouth arm?
Yes.
Gross. Oh, see, that's that fucking thing. Those guys.
I suppose we should.
You want to put them out of their misery? Because they just look fucking awful.
How many are there?
Two of them.
Oh.
Two of them, two of us, huh?
By watching them, you know that you could keep ahead of them. They're fairly slow moving.
I mean, I'm fairly beat up. I think we should go.
Okay, well, I'm fine with that too. What were you doing with the bowl? I say as we start walking.
It was just some water. I was.
Were you scrying?
I saw something, but it seemed more like a dream than anything real.
That's weird. I've had that happen a couple times though on this trip. I'll tell you that much. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Moradin. Oh, Moradin's kid.
So you guys keep going. Troy, as you start to move out, you hear in your head three lefts and a right.
Okay.
And you move down the tunnel, you follow their directions, and you come to a dead end.
Hey, I thought you knew where we were going.
I thought I did, too.
You see a panel in the stone slide open, and a dwarf, like, sticks his head out and says, I wouldn't move if I were you.
Well, okie dokie, but please note the Thembershod emblems.
Make me a persuasion check at advantage.
Persuasion plus 5. So 17?
That'll work. They see the emblems, they see the holy symbol that you show them, and they back off a little, and they will... Eventually, they'll realize that there's something following you, and you see a probably 15 crossbow quarrels go flying down the tunnel and just blow the shit out of these things. But
oh, thank you. They were a little irksome. We're a little travel weary. We're hoping to find backup, so bless your hearts.
And you will be led in the east gate of Gracklestuck.
And do we get our bearings pretty easily?
Yeah. When you guys left Thembershod's lair and you walked around the outside of the city, this is the gate that Cody said, oh, we can get out this gate easy, and you could see all the invisible guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we see, he said 15 crossbow quarrels, do we see 15 people or not?
Some of them came out of the, like, the slots that he was sticking out of.
Yeah.
Some of them did pop visible once they fired.
Okay. All right, thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. Oh, ladies.
What do you guys want to do?
Well, so you're saying we're at the east gate. Can we, like...
Chrysler and Jeep?
Just, I guess, survey whether or not this is an actual viable, like, exit? So is this... This is not the. This is not where we came from. This we came through like a secret passage.
We came from the docks originally.
Well, no. I'm talking now.
Like, oh, okay.
Running through this.
No. Once it opens, you can see where it is camouflaged into the stone, yeah. So that you don't see a massive gate. But this is a massive gate that you could pull caravans through.
Okay.
This is some great craftsmanship, guys. This is my goodness. You are an industrious people. Trying to be.
You have the holy symbol. You have the badges.
Yeah.
They're not going to shout obscenities at you or anything like that.
Well, I'm still a nice guy.
Mm-hmm. Troy, you don't even know how much time has passed.
I don't.
Because the thing that you had, you woke up and it looked like that fire had been burning for hours and has been out and cold. So
you got lost time, man. Maybe you're having like fucking episodes.
Well, should we try to go back to the inn and see if Kira and Emo McEmerson came back? What's his name? Nexus? That's funny.
You can go back to the inn? You want to go back to the tunnels? You want to go back to the dragon? What do you want to do?
You know, maybe on our way to check on our friends, we ought to head to the inn and, you know, make sure the rest of them are all right. We haven't seen them in a couple of days. They might have declared us dead for crying out loud.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
So back to the end.
Yeah.
Okay. How's it going, everybody?
Meh. Well, we're sitting here at a table, the three of us.
Yep.
Because two assholes quite literally vanished.
Yep.
Yeah,
they're no longer part of the show.
Well, we'll find out where they are once I find out what you guys are doing.
Which the audience may already know, because recording is sometimes wibbly-wobbly and timey-wimey.
That's very true.
Depends on what the more dramatic thing is, listening to their bit or listening to our bit.
Also true.
So we just need to go out in a better hail of glory than they did, and our part will go second.
Well, I'm at 11 hit points. What are you at?
22.
We got this.
So, bright flash, and then LNL and Morik are both gone. You guys are left standing at the bottom of the multi-tiered room, and what do you do?
I feel like we just kind of look at each other and blink for like a minute and go, "Oh, that sucks, eh?"
Well, in this room, the bright flash didn't bother you as much as in other areas because this room is really, really bright.
Yeah.
Almost like sunlight coming from above.
Interesting. I think I would take off to go up to where Numbnut 1 and Numbnut 2 just disappeared.
Yeah.
Like, for all we know, the bright flash could have incinerated them. We don't actually know that they're gone. They could literally be dust up there.
Yeah, let's look for shoes.
You just find just two a couple pairs of boots. Smoking boots.
You do find the smoking remains of a dragon egg.
Okay.
Okay.
Smashed up against the giant monolith.
Now, I believe, didn't you take chips of that first?
I meant to take chips of it. I don't know if I did, but I'd like to take chips now if I have it.
You didn't get to it at the end of the last one, but yeah, you can.
I would like to take maybe chips of it. If there's some identifiable bone or something, like, I want to take a piece or two of it.
Okay.
I don't know what's left. You said
I guess it depends on how the egg wore. I don't know.
Right. I don't know
how far along is the dragon inside said egg.
When Matt the Catholic aborted this dragon, was this a legal thing or...
Damn it. Catholic
too. You know, there were actually rules in this chapter for hatching it yourself.
Did they put it on a spinning disc and walk around with it for 3-4 sessions?
You could.
That's what we did last time.
So I'll take whatever seems recognizable and stow that in my pouch. As we turn around to where they used to be, is there anything?
There would have been large footprints.
From Matt.
From Matt growing and bowling this egg into the stone or into the obelisk.
I keep forgetting he was oversized, so we're pretty sure he did vanish. I guess that, I just thinking of the angle, we may not necessarily know that they vanished, but there's no sign of him. There is no
sign of
him. No smoking
one.
Boots, no leftover. Well, this is your f***ing department.
It kind of is.
What, I'm a f***ing alchemist.
You're also a magic user.
Well, here.
I don't know nothing about that.
Let me take this arrow and shoot it into the sky, and it'll tell me where the f*** they just went.
Now that I'm near the obelisk, is there writing on it of any kind?
There's no writing.
Nothing at all.
It looks like it looks like it's been broken and reformed. Like there's parts missing from it. You can make an arcana check to see if you have any idea what happened.
It's the best idea I've had all day.
It's like both of us were trying to nudge you that way.
Is that a 4?
As I say, it looks like a single digit from this side of the table.
If that's a 4, it's a 7 total.
It's a 7 total? You're pretty sure that they were disintegrated.
Gone like gone or gone like...
As far as I can tell.
And I make the sign of the cross. Gone.
I make angel wings with my hands.
You have wings.
I'm not going to use those right now.
Only for a minute a day.
Yeah, and I only get them once a day.
Now that we're up here, does that sunlight, quote unquote, seem any more interesting? Like, is that a change in the room that it was brightly lit?
No, it was brightly lit before.
Okay, just making sure. Does anything else appear to have changed with the obelisk, the egg, or this area up here that's different?
You're pretty sure that egg was not scorched before it hit.
Okay, so it's an after effect.
Yes.
What poached the fucking egg?
Probably the magic.
Does it do that?
As far as I can tell, I can't roll a damn arcana check.
So what you're saying is you're a shitty magic user.
You guys were discussing it last time that this thing, it absorbs magic.
Right, I do recall that.
And that's what Matt tried to do with the egg.
But scorching implies heat and fire and stuff coming out. That's just what I'm trying to make clear. So I get that. There's some sort of magic wave that just like shattered the egg and just disintegrated those two?
That is the way that Nexus understands it, yes.
Well, you saw Morik smash the egg into the obelisk.
Right.
You know that that happened. You can assume that it was consumed by that flash, and whatever effect it had affected everybody up on the top. The
top of the plateau or whatever this is.
Yeah.
The mesa.
Yes, the mesas.
Okay. I don't know if this will help me or not. But in order to try to understand this thing, if I use detect magic to at least understand what kind of magic comes off of it, what school of magic comes off of it?
You can normally detect magic would give you the information if you spent the action to study it.
Right.
In here, I'm not going to just give it to you. I will give you another arcana check. But when you pop detect magic, the entire place lights up.
Not just the obelisk, the entire room.
Yeah, you're seeing a very intense reaction to the Ferzres.
Okay.
So
can he extrapolate that the Ferzres is what's causing the room to be awash with magic? Or is this a leftover from what this lady did? Or is this something that Matt did? Was this here earlier?
That's why I said I would give him another arcana check.
I know, I'm just trying to give him good questions to ask and to try and lobby for some sort of goddamn help.
Just digging for other dice.
I'm going to laugh when this one rolls a 2.
Typically, my metal die rolls pretty well. You don't get cards because they're not on the table, dick.
Was there a comma in that sentence? Or are they just not on the table, dick?
Yes. That's a 14 arcana check, you said?
Yes.
So 17.
17?
He got those dice out because he's pulling a fucking Fadre, is what he's doing right now. He got some illegible dice that are hard to read from across the table, rolls it and picks it up real fast and brings it close to his eyes. Oh yeah, I got a 17, guys. That looks all one digit on that. How'd you get 17?
Put it right back down.
Of course you did.
I was pretty sure that there was a dot at the top or bottom of that.
17, sir.
With a 17, you can see
Now somebody else has to dig in their bag.
Nobody was prepared today, Cody. No one.
I was prepared.
I wasn't sure what you assholes were going to do.
Well, I'm not going to start digging in the ground for them. Are there like...
Give me a second.
Are there like shadows where they used to stand, like when the bomb went off in Hiroshima?
No. You can see... The Fair's Rest is lighting up the entire room, but in the area around the top of the mesa, you can see an extra oomph of conjuration orb.
Okay, I explain thusly.
So what the f*** is conjuration?
It's a form of magic where you conjure things.
I didn't see anything appear out of thin air.
Well, it was a flash there, wasn't it? I don't understand the damn thing.
I'm just pointing out that Lucas has no idea what the school of conjuration is.
No, because Lucas didn't study his schools of conjuration.
You should look that up in the book sometime.
Probably should.
Because conjuration both makes things appear and disappear, as I recall. Conjure, ideally. Appear, pretty sure the reverse of conjure, which is probably donjuration or something, makes them disappear. Donjuration? Yeah, I feel like disappear.
I feel like it's just a made-up word.
You wouldn't know, you didn't read the book! So those two donjurated.
Donjuration. Sounds like a 1980s actor. Donjuration.
Don S. Duration in Magnum P.I. So what you're saying is they may have gone somewhere.
Yes.
Kira kind of looks around.
With your 17, you would know that teleportation is in the school of conjuration.
Well, he said.
As is disintegration.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure.
Disintegration sounds like destruction magic. Is that
destruction labeled? Is not a school of magic.
No, I know, but is that labeled as destruction type magic labeled under?
No. I would have thought it would be, I guess I don't know. Disintegration might just literally donjurate you.
Nope, I am mistaken. Disintegrate is not.
So you're thinking that they might be somewhere.
Thinking they might.
As Kira looks around at the Fair's Res is in fact like visible, right? In this room?
Yeah.
It's been fairly visible throughout most of the cavern, I believe.
I got a feeling that they may have swapped places with our two-headed friend. Not the giant, the really big two-headed friend. They may be in the abyss
now.
Think
they went to the abyss?
I'm not exactly learned here, but this shit comes from the abyss. You're telling me they went somewhere, and if they donjurated to somewhere else, it's entirely possible they're in hell.
For all we know, they're on the surface.
Excuse me for being skeptical when there's quite literally bits of the abyss leaking around this room right now.
Well, you're not
wrong.
You
could spend a spell slot and find out.
To do what?
Activate the obelisk.
Oh, I just throw a spell at it and it works?
Yeah, you spend a spell
slot. Let's shoot fireballs at it.
You spend a spell slot, the thing absorbs it, and...
Kira steps back about 5 feet and just points to it. You're the educated one. You show me the fleshy thing that needs to be stabbed and I'm here to help.
Or you guys can do whatever you like.
I want to see if Lucas donjurates first.
If you're up on the mesa with me, you're going.
You don't have the power of a dragon's egg.
No. I'm not sure if it matters, though.
I'm going to imagine it did, because that lady was probably doing some shit, right? You think she didn't think to throw a spell or two at it?
I don't know. Did we ever figure out exactly what she was doing? Was she just, like, chanting at
it
or something?
Oh, yeah, you guys never looked around.
I mean, we kind of watched her for a minute, but then went down.
Does she, her body's still laying somewhere on the mesa, right?
Yeah. I think you guys did search her, but I don't remember.
I feel like we did.
I think LNL took everything.
You found her journal. As you
I don't know who has it, though. I don't remember who took it.
Well... Either way, you guys talked about this. As you were walking in, you saw her at the obelisk.
Yeah, she had a journal in her hand. I remember that.
Yeah, there was a flash. Something appeared, and she grabbed it, wrote it down, and cackled maniacally.
Right.
You guys searched her body, found the journal, found a gold piece on it, and found in the journal notes about other things that have appeared, and when, and...
Yes, I do remember you saying that now.
Is there
I feel
anything
like
special about the gold piece, or is it just a gold piece?
Make me a history check.
What's my history?
Plus three. I'm assuming we're discussing this. Can I roll history as well?
Yes, absolutely.
Because I have a bonus to it. I've got a 22.
I got a 14.
Nice. That coin is from Cormyr.
Oh, that's right. I forgot it was from a different area.
No, but that's like... I know where we were abducted from, right?
Yep.
Which was where? Because I don't know if we ever asked episode or not. But I'm guessing it was nowhere near Cormyr.
Nowhere near Cormyr.
This would be like finding... This would be like, you know, digging in your backyard and finding like...
A yen.
Right. Mm-hmm. An ancient yen like that.
No, not ancient.
It's not old?
No.
Is it really new then? Does it look like shiny still?
I mean, not Not particularly, but you can tell it's not ancient.
It's not 500 years old.
No.
Does it have a year date on it when it was minted?
Possibly.
Okay.
Denver Mint.
Immerse me. What Cormoran bird is on the back of it to denote a celebration of that particular territory?
1435 DR.
Now I gotta look and see. So it's like 1435.
What the hell are you looking at on your character sheet?
I have year dates down.
Do you?
Yes, dick. That'd be like a 1950s coin, roughly, give or take.
It's about 30 years, 35 years, Billy.
You and I need to get on our same DR because...
1468 or 69, right?
You're making all kinds of shit up. Anyway.
Retcon every time we play. You
I know
out?
He does. You could scroll up in all those text messages because I was
I will check and make sure.
Because I show that I would be, that this should be like 1489.
What year did Out of the Abyss take place in?
Oh, I thought you were asking Siri like she would know.
So anyway, what do you want to, so maybe.
So what are our options here? We keep walking through the cavern.
As R.A. Salvatore's novel set the date in the middle of the 1480s.
1480s.
So I had my numbers, but it's 1486.
That makes more sense.
So our choices are to continue through caverns or to attempt to set this thing off? Is that accurate?
You're going to need to convince me an awful fucking lot to set that thing off. Although, this did come from the surface. How many times did her journal pull in things from the surface versus elsewhere?
She did not have the point of reference to know that, hey, this came from Cormyr.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense.
Does it explain how it came, like what she sent through to get it back?
She didn't send anything through. She's just been documenting things that randomly appear.
Okay, so it's not like an exchange service. She's not giving something to get. Okay. For some reason, that's the way I understood it.
I'd like to go kill some gray ghosts, but our former Smoke and Boot friends here took care of the problem in Gracklestug. Needless to say, I got a couple of pieces that'll cause the ruckus that I'm looking for.
You did also get one other clue last time that I don't know if either of you picked up on.
Oh yeah,
apparently not.
When you were fighting Tommy and you tried to talk him down and everything like that.
Yeah.
This isn't the one who summoned him.
Right. No, there's something nastier down here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Yeah. I do recall that.
I don't think that you are... I don't know that you're in any situation to fight.
No, and I really can't heal myself by that much.
Well, we can walk out of here.
You literally get all your stuff back after a short rest.
Yeah, but I can't heal myself a lot. I can't. I won't be able to heal myself to full. I can spend all the D6s I want.
Or her.
I haven't rolled over a 2 on a D6 yet. So...
Well, I mean, like, if we took an hour's rest, we could heal up. You could use your dice. We could get back to full.
Sure.
We could walk out of here. That's probably the safer option.
Yeah.
If you just want to let the world burn, toss a spell in there and see what the f*** happens. But you're going to have to convince Kira an awful lot or do it without me paying attention. So that's the other option. It's more of the f*** you, Jeff, option. But the logical thing to do would be to...
Don't matter to me.
I was going to say, I'm assuming Jeff has considered that since he literally said that you could do it. The safer option would be to walk back up, but we're going to have to go through all those caverns again, which wasn't horrible to get here. I mean, I remember it was a bit of a hike from here to like where we heard all the voices.
We don't have...
And then we go back past the bears. Then we get to the main hall to get out.
Wasn't there something that LNL had that helped us get through those mushrooms, though, that we don't have now?
Yeah, but there was a main path we can walk down now. I'm pretty sure we've cleared out the main path.
Okay.
We won't know until we try.
Right.
Somewhere we have some friends hanging out down here, too.
You do?
That we've left in a side room.
Sarath and Rumpadump.
Yeah, they didn't go nearly as far as we did, though.
No, but they're back where they tried to, like, wash us down the drain or whatever.
Right.
I think they're there, aren't they?
They're before that.
Oh, they're about right back in, like, the Bopito Memorial Room.
I didn't think they were that far back.
Right in between those two points.
Yeah.
Either way. Assuming that we know, we can walk back. So would you like to walk back? Because the other thing to keep in mind is Matt disappeared with most of the mushrooms, I believe.
No, we split those apart between us.
If you say so, I didn't write down that I have any mushrooms.
He does have all the party gold, though. somewhere on recording, I do recall
him. You guys
just
keep giving away your magic items and stuff.
To be fair... I said Matt can keep track of the gold. We never said Matt had the gold.
There was one of the older episodes. It was explained that at any point we wanted to buy something, it's understood it's been split this four ways.
It's
just all on one piece of paper. It's in there somewhere.
Because it's just a pain in the ass to track gold. It really is.
I know.
So you want to walk out of here then?
I mean, if that's what you want to do.
If you're spoiling for a fight that might kill you, let me know. But I don't think you are.
Or do we try?
You just got those wings, and you really want to use them. So I'm assuming you'd like to leave.
I'd like to live a little bit longer, yeah. But I'd also like to know where my friends went.
Well, this is from Cormier. They vanished. There's Fares Res. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, let's find out.
I'm just going to stare at you incredulously.
All right. I grab you by the collar and I throw something at the pillar. Forcing you to go with me. Doesn't matter what it is.
Take off a spell.
If all it needs is a cantrip.
Nope.
No?
It has to be an actual spell slot? It has to be a spell slot.
What do I have that has a spell slot?
I would try not to go if I got a chance to, but if he gets a surprise round, I'm probably f***ed. Just thought I'd throw that out there. Kira doesn't like magic, and she sure as hell doesn't trust this chucklehead.
It doesn't matter what I throw. I use a slot.
There's literally like 17 pencils behind you.
I like my pencil.
If you really want to fight, I will give you...
I just think it would be instinctive. But for him to, if all he needs to do is touch me and cast the spell, or if I'm in the radius anyway, it doesn't really matter. I just thought I'd let you know that my initial reaction if I get grabbed is to shove the other person. So,
give me a dex check.
Okay. I mean,
is this opposed? At disadvantage.
Kind of.
You weren't really expecting it. I wasn't expecting it. In all
That's
honesty.
Fair. Nine.
Nine? No.
All right.
We go poof.
There's another bright flash.
F*** your narrative, Jeff.
Oh man, that's awesome.
This is all just for good show, you know that, right?
I mean, I want to push you down a flight of stairs on a normal basis, so I know, this right? doesn't change anything. If we appear at the top of the stairs, Kira pushes him down the flight of stairs. You better hope it's not the abyss.
Oh, no. No, it's not. There's another bright flash. You guys appear. Dimly lit cavern. Really warm here. You can see steam vents.
Can I see at the moment?
Dimly lit.
Okay, so I'm just making sure that I'm curious as to dimly lit by...
Once again, I believe you have like something that is always lit.
I do, but I'm just trying to assess in that moment, where are we and what's going on?
We're in a tunnel?
Dimly lit that's lit by like... something natural versus we suddenly appeared in a place where there are like pit demons holding torches is two totally different places.
That's fair.
I punch Lucas in the mouth.
Make an attack.
Can I dodge?
That's why you have an AC.
That's fair.
9 and 5 is 14.
AC is 13.
Yeah, you take a point of damage.
Worth it.
F***er.
Did you think I was going to leave you there alone?
No, but I don't think you're exactly too bright to know where the f*** we are. I knew where to go where we were. I don't know where to go where we are.
All right, but I don't think my patron will be happy with me just leaving my friends out here.
Something about clerics being stupid. Can I roll survival to figure out where I am?
I was actually going to ask the same thing.
Jeff, would you like a card, please?
Why don't you get the bad luck cards out?
I have a 22.
Okay.
Fuck, we're in the abyss!
Yes.
I knew it!
You're absolutely sure that you were in the abyss.
I can hear the battle between them and the hells just around the corner. You can hear it if you listen close. And she puts her ear up towards the passage.
Do I have to punch you in the mouth now to calm you down?
No, I don't think I'm that far gone. But I'm very confused at where we're at since I rolled a 1. I love these dice my wife got me, but sometimes they don't roll. They just thud.
I've noticed that.
They just drop.
This one does too, though.
I don't know if it's a thing of the metal dice. Maybe it's the points. So. Like it's a flatter surface. It's not a rolly surface.
That's possible.
I'll be interested to see when we get the new table.
Yeah, I hope that the sharp points on these don't mess up that neoprene.
Well, if they do, I know whose ass I'm going to come after. Lucas.
Hey, I designed it for you.
Sometime.
You can always roll it off there to play if you wanted.
Yeah, you know how much a metal dice is going to clank inside a small wooden box?
A lot more than this plastic table.
Yeah, no
People like hearing the same dice.
He rolled a 22.
You rolled a 22 on survival.
Yeah.
There has got to be volcanic activity somewhere.
Like in the fucking hells.
No, you're not. You're not on another plane.
Don't listen to him.
Oh no, Kira totally believes.
Okay. Oh, absolutely. You were losing
on another
right
plane. Make me a charisma save.
8.
Tick your madness up.
Oh, fuck you.
You are absolutely positive that you are in the abyss.
That's fair, but I don't like it. Hey, Jeff, at what score do I need to worry about madness? Is it 2 or 3? At 2, something happens, right? Or is it 3?
3 is permanent. It's like a perma thing.
Level 1 is short term. Level 2 is long term. And level 3 is indefinite. Roll me a D100.
I kind of expected that. Actually, I didn't. I thought it started at 2. But
I did as well.
No, this is what Lucas bitched about so much.
That's fair. How about an 01?
An 01? Like an odd one?
Yes. 01.
Nothing happens. You win the game, I think.
The character reverts into his or her mind and becomes paralyzed.
For how long?
Roll me a D10.
I think we're about to find out.
D10 minutes? Hours?
7.
7 minutes.
I just set Kira down and just sit there and wait until she's over the shock of what's happening right now.
Demogorgon. Yes, she is totally muttering about Demogorgon. No. And
yeah, I can see that she's in shock. I'm just kind of sitting there waiting for her to calm down.
They're 2 heads. They're always 2 heads.
Anything else you'd like to do within the next
7 minutes?
I've only
got 1 head last.
2 heads. It's got 2 heads.
You've totally got 2 heads.
Why is everybody 2 heads? 2 heads. Two-faced. 2 heads.
Volcanic activity.
Nexus has 2 heads, too.
So I understand that there's volcanic activity around here somewhere.
Yep. You can see steam vents.
Do I understand anywhere within the world that we could be?
I mean,
where volcanoes are.
Or am I still underground? Like, that's the question.
You are still underground.
Okay, so we're underground.
We're still in the underdark. I mean,
okay.
You rolled a 22 on survival.
Yes.
You know that geothermal activity is literally a random encounter in the underdark. It's not an uncommon thing.
Okay. Do I have any sense of direction at all?
You're pretty sure the surface is that way.
For those of you playing the home game, Jeff pointed straight up.
Around me.
No.
Okay.
Absolutely none.
Just I rolled high. That's why I keep asking questions. And eventually you're going to stop giving me answers. So.
And you have
part of navigating the Underdark.
You have a fairly good idea of what you will find around you, but you have no idea where you were just teleported.
Right.
I won't be.
Nope. I mean, that's one of those things that we keep talking about the Underdark. Like, have you ever seen, like, you know how they do the cross-section of, like, the ant colonies?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, you know that there's probably an up and a down and a left and a right, but relatively, you have no idea where you're actually at because you can't see it. You know what I mean? Yeah. You have no idea your actual depth.
We had those things in the classroom. You could watch them dig.
Yeah, so we have, that's what I was saying. That's why I didn't want to go anywhere, but we're here now. So once I finish muttering. But the best thing you can do is just start looking around and try and figure out which way seems like a traveled path or a way to go. Well, are you seeing anything?
With Kira in shock, now's a good time to sit down and just rest and wait till she's calm. So if you want to take a short rest now.
I don't know that I can take any minutes of a short rest while in a paralyzed
state.
You're
only paralyzed for 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Right. Well, once I snap out of it, I would start looking around. Does this... Have you heard anything? Have you seen anybody? Have you...
I don't know. Perception check, maybe?
Passive perception. Every once in a while, you can hear stone shifting. You can hear the hiss of steam.
Something Kira would wonder, is the steam a natural off-gassing, or does it sound repetitive like it's being used mechanically, like dwarves?
Natural.
Okay. So it's
call,
not...
Bro. It's a good call.
It's not a repetitive, like, this is
it's not pistons.
A mechanical steam.
Yeah, nope.
Not pistons, maybe.
It's not being used.
Good call, though.
We may not be near Gracklestug anymore, then. If we were, I'd imagine they'd be using these vents. But we may be 5 minutes away, we could be clear on the other side of the Earth.
It's very true.
Whatever they call the actual planet itself.
Toril.
That's it. I knew that, yeah.
Are there any... Well, probably not. Because I'm assuming we're standing on rock. There's probably no signs of any other activity of, you know... Footsteps of anything in this area from people.
Is there a worn path at all?
Nope.
And what are our options? Do we have a left, a right, an up and down? Do we have any sort of...
Natural cavern?
Natural cavern. The area you're in is fairly open. We'll say there are 4 exits.
Fuck. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Catch a goblin by its toe. Which way do you want to go?
I do one of these things.
I'll just go and listen at each one of them and see if I hear anything in that direction, but I doubt that I do, to see what I can see.
No interesting spells that you can memorize or anything?
I don't have a spell book.
Magic user?
I don't know how warlocks work. Do you have a set number of spells that you know?
Yeah.
And he didn't pick the utility.
I have utility ones. I don't have anything for like navigation. Not entirely sure that that's probably is. For warlock, probably not.
Do I notice anything? Do any of them rise? Do any of them fall? Can I see down long stretches of any of them?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have anything that would help me.
Any of them that distinguish one from another?
I have detect magic. It's free.
If you had any point of reference.
That's fair.
Maybe.
Okay.
But you don't know where you...
But just looking the first 30 feet, do any of them appear to rise in elevation? Like, I don't know if they're going to eventually rise.
Yes.
I would choose whatever one appears to rise. And do any of them look traveled?
No, not in this area.
Then I am going to... Obviously, Kira has talked about living with dwarves, so obviously she's been underground and stuff. I'm going to pick one that rises and just try and keep my sense of how much we're rising over time.
Okay.
Or whether or not I end up going back down.
Okay.
Because moving up generally seems like a better idea than moving down. Unless we want to try and find... Do we see the lava flow? Or do we just hear it?
From here, no. You can hear rocks shifting and you can hear steam.
It's just weird to me that there might be this pocket. Well, we did say it was random, theoretically, so it might just be a pocket that nobody's come across yet. Because otherwise you could treat it like water being in the wilderness. You could go to the lava and follow the flow to see if there are people at some end of it. But I don't necessarily know that that's a great thing because there's a lot of shit down here that's horrible. So yeah, I'm going to just start trying to move upward. Okay. Keeping an eye out for signs of food, for places of shelter to rest, but just start moving.
Okay. That would be...
Survival checks for how safe place.
We're back to travel. How fast are you moving?
Not fast.
Yeah, normal pace.
Medium or slow?
What's the difference between medium and slow? Because that might even be slow.
Slow, hang on.
I mean, cautious as possible, I say.
Well, we're a party of two that could easily snatch by any goddamn thing.
Normal, you're even. There's no penalties, there's no bonuses. Slow, improved foraging, and able to use stealth.
I would say we're probably going slow then.
Okay.
Not that my stealth is going to be worth shit in armor, but I would say we're going slow to get the improved foraging and to look for stuff. I don't know, does it say how much in distance we will travel less?
Yes.
You don't have to give me an exact number, but is it like half as much as normal? Is it...
Two-thirds.
I'm willing to go two-thirds to go slow.
Okay.
Because we may be looping back to this goddamn cavern. Okay. Moving at a slow pace.
Yep. At a slow pace, you will travel for about an hour.
I'm actually going to use my... I keep forgetting what I actually have. Do I have a stone?
Oh, yeah. You have a stone with continual flame, I think it is, cast on it.
It's not on. Like it's not a necklace or anything. It's just a stone, right?
You said you were tying it around your neck.
I want to say Marek made you a
that clasp might be right. For it. Yeah. Okay.
Something like that.
In that case, I'm actually going to move forward. I'm actually going to put the glaive back, and I'll move forward with the longbow.
Okay.
As long as it looks like, are we in? I guess the question is, are we moving in tight, narrow tunnels, or is it pretty open where we're moving?
You start out in a fairly narrow tunnel. Moving out of the steam vent area.
Okay.
It widens out a little bit, but you're in fairly tight quarters.
Okay.
Still just as steamy or less?
It's still very like humid and hot, but you're not seeing steam vents and things this way.
Okay. Are we still moving relatively up or have we slacked back down?
It varies. You'll go hard up, to you'll tell. You'll come out even, you'll go back up a little bit, you'll come back down slightly and it...
Okay. We're just moving like side by side then, or one and two, and I'll leave my glaive out.
All right, lass. You want to sit down for a while?
Well, he was getting ready to say what we saw after an hour, so we might as well see what we saw after an hour.
Oh, sorry.
You can make a perception check.
Do you want me to roll at disadvantage?
No. Not for this.
18.
15.
You swear that's the sound of a wagon.
Pastries for sale.
Bigger than that.
Can I tell what direction it's coming from? Like, have we hit a junction, or is it just we're the only people in this tunnel and it's got to be coming our way?
You don't have much distance in how far you can see, but you can tell that it's coming from further down the tunnel where you're at.
So we hear a wagon. Do we hear, like, pickaxes tinking on things?
You do not.
I'm going to move forward. Do you have dark vision?
Yes. Standard dark vision. 60 feet.
I'm actually... And is this kind of just sheer at the moment? There aren't like any little fissures or anything that we're walking past? Any hidey holes?
Probably not really hidey holes. But it's natural rock.
Okay.
It's not like clean cut or anything like
that. They'll be able to see this a long way off. I think it's time for you to lead.
All right. Tuck it in.
I actually am going to tuck the light away entirely, and I will sort of reach out with the butt end of my glaive so he can grab the butt end of the glaive and kind of pull me along.
Okay.
So I'll give you the shaft end, Lucas, and you can pull it for me.
Makes sense.
Cody, make me a dex check.
It's probably fair.
So you don't trip.
It's not bad.
You're walking around along natural stone caverns in pitch black, being led by the end of a stick.
13.
13? That's not bad. You don't fall on your ass.
Well, and I am going, anytime he starts moving too fast, I'm going to keep pulling on it back. So I'm sure we're moving at a very slow pace at this point.
You will go on for not too much further, but both of you give me a stealth check. As long as one of you passes, you'll be okay.
Well, I'm at disadvantage, and that is...
Yes.
That's actually a good one. 16.
13.
Okay. They don't notice you, but you, as you near the, you can see the tunnel that you're in. That's bad wording. It doesn't end, but it opens up.
Okay.
It's like you're coming into a larger area. And you get closer, you hear voices. You hear, if you didn't know anybody, you'd say it was like a caravan. Fairly small caravan.
Language?
But you hear Dwarven.
What are they saying?
Just nothing about having noticed you. Just general conversation as they're traveling.
The gray dwarf speak, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a different dialect? Would you be able to identify a gray dwarf speaker from a surface dwarf speaker?
I would say yes.
So just from what I know, from what I'm gray hearing, dwarf. This is gray dwarf.
Yep.
And I'm assuming they're operating in
you
pitch
hear
black.
A whip crack and you hear a shout in Elven.
Okay. Are we in pitch black then?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so they're operating in the Underdark in the dark.
Yep.
You're in the lead, boss.
No, I mean, I halt as soon as we start hearing voices.
Okay.
Obviously. Like, I'm not going to just walk up to people.
I reach up and kind of put my, you know, because I can't see shit. I'll put my hand that's not on the glaive on Lucas's back and just, like, move closer towards him so I can whisper in his ear.
Yeah.
And just let him know that those are gray dwarfs. I mean, I can't see shit, so you have to be the eyes here, but at least I can hear that much.
Right. How do you want to proceed, lass?
I don't speak Elven, so I have no idea what that cry was.
I mean, as far as we can tell, it's a shout of pain, so...
It did sound that way.
Right, but...
Can we justify...
You'll hear Dwarven laughter.
Can we justify how many voices we're hearing? Like, a lot? Is it two? Three?
You hear two or three, but then when they laugh after the dwarf gets whipped, or after the elf gets whipped, you hear probably a dozen.
Okay. Can we by chance tell the gender of said dwarf through its wail?
Elf. The elf is wailing.
The elf?
I mean, is it high-pitched, more female, or is it a little lower, more male?
Does it sound like Troy?
They're all kind of dancing around.
Does it sound like L&L?
It wasn't in your head, so no.
Ah, could you go?
No, can you see anything?
I don't know that you know what her voice sounds like.
That's fair.
She spoke like once outside of her head.
One word.
But you're the only one who heard it, so you would know.
Can you?
Do I see them, or am I we just hearing them?
You're far enough away that you're not able to really make out a whole lot.
Right.
If you get closer, you're pretty sure that someone will notice you.
Right.
Because you're dragging along the chick in is it heavy armor or is it medium?
I don't actually know.
Either way, clanking armor.
Yeah, medium doesn't cause the issue. It should be heavy.
No.
Well, unless
medium
it's chainmail.
Medium does yeah. still... incur disadvantage.
I guess it depends on what you're wearing. What are you wearing chainmail?
Try something.
I don't remember if you picked up splint mail.
No, I'm still in chain.
Okay.
There was a reason why, but I don't
remember. He's busy, so I'll wait.
No, go ahead.
I would whisper, Nexus would whisper, I don't think either of us are exactly ready for battle here. Should we back off? Wait it out.
Or I'll fuck with him. If I could remember what few spells I actually have, and I'll see it.
I mean, I've got mine, Arjun, if that's what you're looking for.
Both of you make me an intelligence check.
No.
It's a 9.
It's a lot better than...
You both have badges.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. We have badges from
a
city.
I'm thinking about whether or not I could save the elf, though.
We have badges from a city that we're no longer in.
He does have a good point. We don't necessarily know that we're near Gracklestug.
I mean, they were given to us by a dragon, but that doesn't mean shit out here. We have no idea.
That's true.
So you can do minor illusion, right, Lucas?
I can.
I'm really bad at spells. That's why I need to. No, because I'm wondering if we should fuck with them. If I can tickle their brains with detect thoughts.
Right. Say I don't have invisibility or anything, so otherwise that would be good.
That's what the what's your dark vision?
60 feet.
And he can't see them?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I can't help. It's 30
feet. Within 30 feet.
Yeah. I wanted to see, I knew it had a range, but I wanted to see what it was.
Yep.
I was going to tickle their brains and have you do a minor illusion thing, but I don't think that's going to work.
I mean, if I could see them, I could cast message in their heads too.
I'm not worried about that. It's just if I tickle their brains and probe deeply and then they suddenly like see an illusion of a mind flare.
Yep. Not wrong.
It's a thought, but I can't tickle their minds.
To get closer than you are right now, it would be a group stealth check at disadvantage.
Right.
Do they seem like they're passing by us?
Yeah.
I would just recommend that we hold and let them walk by.
Which is what I was suggesting a minute ago, yeah.
Okay.
Take this as an advantage to take a short rest if we can. So if more of these guys pop up, we're going to need to be in fighting condition. Neither of us are. At least I'm not.
Well, you're a warlock. You're never in fighting condition.
It'd be great to have a couple of spell slots back and my health.
You know, warlocks have the same hit points and everything that clerics do.
Then why do you suck so much, Lucas?
Devin didn't do half bad.
I fell 130 feet. That was a while ago.
That was a while ago.
That's not the point.
That's got nothing to do with your hit points now.
It's because I just heard that episode today.
Okay. We'll stand and let them go by.
Okay. Okay. They will pass by.
Cool. I do want to take this as an opportunity to take a short rest, though.
All right. Take a goddamn short rest.
I need health. I'm down to 10 out of 42.
Because you get that plus your con modifier, right?
You do. And you can go one at a time.
Yeah. Use one. That's probably good enough. I'll use one. Gets me back to 31. Shit. We've noticed. Okay. I'm okay with 31. So we know which way they came from and which way they were going, right?
You do.
Did they ever say anything like, ha ha, taking this slave to the slave pen? Was there any bit of conversation or interesting nuance that...
Make another perception check.
Sure. Maybe. Where'd my d20 go? 10 plus perception. 14.
Yeah. You could have caught snippets of conversation about slaves. You could probably infer that there is a cartload.
Okay. So there was a grouping of slaves, but they didn't mention, like, the Shattered Spire or any other bit of geography or anything that would have given me an idea where we're at.
High or low?
Low. Oh, you want me to roll it, too?
Roll it.
I rolled an 8.
Nope.
I was saying 8 out of 80 out of 100, 8 out of 10. Okay.
You would have heard the word Mantle Dareth.
That doesn't mean anything to me.
It's probably in your notes.
Sounds like a name.
I don't think it sounds like a name.
Kind of sounds like a name.
Mantle, I'm thinking rock formation.
I thought that's where it's a city.
We've heard it before. Guess we don't need to worry about Tommy the Spectator. He's probably gone back too far. I'm assuming we heard about it recently.
Yeah.
I do not have a note about Mantle Dareth.
Okay. Never mind. So what are you guys going to do?
If they're heading to some city, maybe we should follow them.
We don't know if they're heading to or away from.
It's either or.
Yes, it is, in fact. Thank you.
Well, you got to go from one city to another now, don't you?
You've never been in the Underdark, have you?
No. No, I haven't. Not exactly enjoying it.
I pull back out my light, take the Cormirian coin, flip it, look at it, and then turn and start walking in a direction.
Which one?
Doesn't really matter, does it? It only really matters to you.
Which way do you go? Following them or going the opposite way?
You choose, Jeff.
Nope.
We'll let the dice choose.
I go that way.
I'll roll a d6, high or low, to go to follow them. You're the one who flipped the coin.
Right. No, I was just going to walk in a direction. It really doesn't matter. Just roll. We go to the left.
It's a 5.
Are you following them or are you going the opposite way?
Whichever way left is, Jeff. We came to a T, so we must go to a left or to a right.
Okay.
Okay. They were going from right to left and they were following them. We're going left to right. We're going the way they oppositely did. You deal with your headcanon, Jeff. I'm just going to keep walking till I run into something interesting or something captures me.
Okay.
Probably the latter.
More than likely.
You're going the way that they...
Okay. Okay.
They've got... They're about an hour ahead of you.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll just keep on walking, slowly but surely.
You can see that this path is more finished.
Okay.
Well used, you mean?
No. Finished.
Like closer to
a closer to a road than a cavern.
Gotcha. Okay.
Probably nice and flat, not a lot of hills.
Yeah.
Smoothed out.
The further you go, almost more like paving stones.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we get any better sense of where we are?
No, not really. After about an hour, you come to a dead end.
Okay. Like a complete dead end? Like a wall?
Yeah.
Where the hell did they go? Were there any branches on the path?
Mm-mm. Nope.
I go up and...
drop the pointy stick in Dwarven.
Can I tell where it came from?
Nope. Kind of echoey.
I just kind of look around. Why? At least if a voice in the darkness is going to make a threat, you could make me feel like it's a credible threat.
You're going to look awful funny as a pincushion.
It's fair. Do I get the sense that I see archers anywhere?
Nope.
How high does this cavern go up?
30 feet.
Is it a Durgar voice?
Yep.
Do I see this individual?
No.
Detect thoughts?
Mm-hmm.
Do I detect any thoughts within 30 feet of me?
Yes.
Detect magic doesn't give me anything. Never mind.
And what are the surface level thoughts of those things? Do they appear to be taking aim?
Yes. Yes, they do. Close to a dozen.
Fair enough. They're not lying.
Didn't appear so.
Mr. Disembodied Voice, can I ask a question?
Gorglak.
Gorglak. Do I know Gorglak?
Nope. Actually, you might. We'll get to that.
Fair enough.
Because there's an item that I forgot to give you at some point. And we'll do that when everybody's back together.
Gorglak. The Disembodied. Can you answer me a question before your invisible friends shoot me full of holes?
Better be a damn good one.
Could you at least tell me where I am? I'd like to know where I may die or may kill some of your friends.
You're not going to die, because you'll make a good slave.
Fair enough. Where am I?
You're outside the east gate of Gracklestad.
Oh, so then does this mean anything to you? As I hold up whatever that the thing
12
is.
Crossbow bolts go off as you reach into your pocket.
It's fair. No.
I mean, I thought we were just wearing them, honestly.
Yeah, I know. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Just kind of go, look, we're good. We're good here.
Make a persuasion check. At advantage.
I'm sure I'm great at those.
Is it advantage or a...
I'm assuming that's a charisma thing.
At advantage.
That's good. Persuasion. That was a one. 12's a little better. For a grand total of 13.
Am I able to roll or no? I got the same badge.
You do.
Yeah, you should be the talky person.
You so should be. Unfortunately, you weren't.
So yes or no, can I roll? You can tell me no, it's fine.
Yes, that's fine.
Is that with advantage as well or no?
Yeah.
So natural 20. 27.
He does it with a flourish of fireworks. Thanks, Nord Games.
You'll be let back into the city.
Thank you
without any further molestation.
Thank you for not turning me into a fucking pincushion.
Okay, so you guys have been gone for about 2 hours.
As far as we can tell.
2.5, because you had your meltdown.
Right, but... I'm beginning to wonder where the Bipedo and Sarath are.
Rumpadump.
Or Rumpadump.
They are probably still sitting there wondering where the hell you guys went.
So we came in the east gate, right?
Yep.
I don't remember how it looked on the map, so how close is that to where we left them?
Not close, I imagine.
Remember the gate where you guys walked by and Kira thought, hey, we could get out here easy. And Troy saw all the invisible guys?
Yeah.
That's that gate.
Okay.
We're still at the Shattered Spire, right? Or no, not the...
Whatever the hotel is?
Yeah, the Shattered Spire's the bar. It's the something bullet.
You guys are coming in here.
Yeah, I knew. As soon as you said that, I knew what you were talking about.
You're just south of the giant cavern.
Okay.
The Goldberg's lair. We're still staying there at the end, right?
You are.
Okay. Let's go there first.
Sounds good.
That's where everyone would meet.
Okay.
So I'll go... That's where we'll go. We'll go to the inn.
Okay.
Who's there? He looks dramatically towards the door.
Who is there? You see, who would be there? Stool. Stool runs up and hugs Nexus as soon as you walk in the door and poofs and starts telling you how much he's missed you and all the things that have happened. And
easy, mate.
The door guy is an asshole.
Oh, we knew that.
Says I leave a mess all over.
Hey, you know, we found a bit of fend for you. We'll bring him back soon.
The three deep gnomes are still there.
Okay.
Topsy, Turvy, and Jim Jar. I don't have one of those cards. Do you have one? Who is still there? Darrendil is still there. Sarath is not there.
I start speaking
and Fargus. Fargus is there.
So most of them are here.
Yep.
Wait, Fargus is there?
Yes. The halfling?
Fargus.
The halfling that you found in the Silken Paths.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I... Okay.
The rogue.
Well, were we with that? Yeah, yeah, because I was playing.
You were Gloog.
I'm going to speak to Eldith in Dwarven.
Yes.
I don't want to alarm you, but you seen anybody else?
What do you mean, anybody else?
Has anyone else come back besides the two of us?
No. Who? I mean, Sarah took off the other day.
Right, but since we left this morning.
No. What? Where's Morik and Elena?
I don't know. I'm hoping they're here. We don't know.
Do we need to go find them?
I don't know yet. I just need someone to keep an eye on these folk for a little bit longer. We want to go out and look, but they may try and come back here. That's why I want to come here and let you folks know where we were.
Okay. Did you find Sarath?
We did. We got split up as a group. He's still down there. I think
down
we can
where?
Down there. It's the Underdark, so he's under the darkness. He's deeper under the darkness. Well, I need you to keep an eye on them and see who comes back.
Okay.
Because chances are we're pulling a usual and we'll need to cut town pretty quickly.
Our title track, Elders, is brought to you by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com or by following the link on our homepage at rancorsbrothel.com. Enjoy the cards used during the podcast? Check out those and many other excellent Nord Games products at nordgamesllc.com. Tell them the Rancor's Brothel sent you. Want to support the podcast? Donate to the cause at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Patrons receive exclusive content, the opportunity to play games with us, the chance to win unique prizes, and more. And don't forget to join in the conversation on Facebook by following the Rancor's Brothel and joining the group Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. Follow us on Twitter at @rancors_brothel and email your comments and suggestions to between2crits@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. You live through me.